the drama of a storm is something that we're very familiar with here in Cape Town. It's also a theme which comes up time and again in Baroque art and music. Tempest scenes were popular in French tragedy or musique because unusual orchestral effects could be used. Other themes which were popular included sleep scenes, earthquakes, furies, and battles. Such was the success of the novel Tempest Scene in the opera Alcyon by Marin Marais that it was performed outside the opera for the next three centuries as a bit of a party piece, including a performance for Louis XIV. Such was the influence of the scene, first heard in 1706, that a further 11 such scenes appeared in French opera in the following decade. All of these tempest themes tend to include rapid scales in the violins, crescendos, diminuendos, and rolls from the timpani. Marin Marais based his opera, Alcyon, on Ovid's Metamorphoses. Alcyon and King Ceyx are mortals, blissfully happy and in love, but the gods decide to part them. Such is Alcyon's happiness that the term Halcyon is taken from it. The lovers are parted, though, and in Act 4, Alcyon dreams of a ship struggling through a stormy sea and her beloved Ceyx dying. The end of the opera, though, does see the two lovers reunited after many struggles. There is something else of interest in this opera. The Marche pour le Matelot, The Sailors, which you may recognize. It's the tune for the Christmas carol, Masters of This Hall. It became a popular dance tune following from Marais' opera, and it was set to English words 150 years later by William Morris. In this performance, Jordi Savall and Le Concert de Nation, Marche pour le Matelot, and the Tempest Scene from Marin Marais' Alcyon. That was Marche pour le Matelot and the Tempest from Marin Marais' opera Alcyon. It was performed by Jordi Savall and Le Concert de Nation.